USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's some hope coming from the nation's top infectious disease expert. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci expressed optimism about a vaccine.
I'm talking about something that has been proven to be both safe and effective.
He said he believes that vaccine will be getting approved by the end of the year. As for getting an approved vaccine to the public,
the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
So far, there's no breakthrough in the continuing negotiations in Congress over a pandemic relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
There are no top-line numbers that have been agreed to. We continue to be, you know, trillions of dollars apart in terms of what Democrats and Republicans hopefully will ultimately compromise on.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production teams, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden will accept the Democratic nomination from his home state of Delaware. Authorities in Beirut have increased the death count from the devastating explosion on Tuesday to at least 135. The government said around 300,000 people were homeless after the blasts, and more than 5,000 people were injured. Germany has sent search and rescue teams, and the WHO is sending 23 tons of aid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for three New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago,
"You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals."
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Awkward is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Awkward will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Awkward accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linick's firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.